Tomorrow marks the start of the PGA Championship, or as some are calling it, Tiger's Last Chance. It is the final major tournament of the year in men's golf. Woods is ranked number one in the world, and he's had some wins this season, but no majors, which have become his measure of success. And at last month's British Open, his poor play was punctuated by angry outbursts, profanity included. Those outbursts have become a Tiger trademark, and for some, a tired act, as NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
He turned pro as a 20-year-old, and over the last 13 years, we have watched Tiger Woods grow into a man who is master of his craft. But part of him always has been stuck in the terrible twos.
Six, I meant to say.
God damn you!
Oh. Well, no more commentary necessary.
That made my commentary look pretty mild.
Golf announcers and fans have learned to cringe through Woods' salty language and thrown clubs as they've learned to marvel at his miracles. So why upset the balance now and wonder whether it's time for Tiger to tame the tantrums? Blame Tom Watson.
Watson bogeys the 72nd hole with a zero-confidence putt.
After 59-year-old Watson blew his chance to win last month's British Open, heard here on ABC TV, he still managed a smile.
It was fun out there. It was fun to be in the mix of it again, and having the kids who are my kids' age out there just look up at you, what are you doing out here doing this? And say, all right, nice going.
The lasting image of Tiger Woods in Scotland was an errant tee shot in the second round, followed by a slammed club and profanity. The contrast with Watson's grace in defeat was too great for some journalists to ignore. ESPN's Rick Riley wrote, "In every other case, I think Tiger Woods has been an A-plus role model, but this punk act on the golf course has got to stop." In his story on the British Open, Sports Illustrated golf writer Michael Bamberger described the Woods outburst, but without judgment.
As a reporter, I'm just trying to identify what he's like on the golf course. And it is very different from Nicklaus and Tom Watson.
Not very different, however, from the legendary Bobby Jones when he was a young man.
Oh, he was a club thrower of the highest order.
Jones eventually stopped. Maybe Woods will with age. But should he? Bamberger doesn't think it'll hurt Woods' legacy if Woods doesn't, because Bamberger says the hissy fits are a byproduct of being one of the greatest athletes of any sport in the history of sport.
An unbelievably driven person. I can't think of another golfer in which you see it to that degree.
But what about all those little Tiger wannabes out there? Doesn't a hands-off attitude toward Woods' behavior ensure a generation of kids hurling F-bombs on the links? I turn to a man whose job it is to help kids be better sports. So when you see Tiger in his meltdowns, you don't think to yourself professionally, boy, what I could do with that guy if I got him in my office?
No, I think I'd leave him completely alone.
Joe Lenick is a sports psychologist in St. Louis. He doesn't exactly endorse the bad language and hurled clubs, but Lenick thinks Woods' sporadic meltdowns actually can be a teaching tool for controlled behavior.
Most athletes would just melt down for the rest of the round. Tiger is so good, he blows up, he might slam the club, but then on he goes and he's back in the round. It's incredible.
The problem of being wildly wealthy and talented and iconic is that you're not often thought of as human. The angry explosions, says psychologist Joe Lenick, help humanize Woods, because what golfer out there hasn't felt rage on the course? So, as we watch Tiger try to win his 15th major this week at the PGA, it is perhaps the critics who need to change, not Woods, and accept him for those flashes.
God damn you!
When he morphs from Tiger Inc. into Joe Six Iron. Tom Goldman, NPR News.